SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
For our youth talk today, we focus on choosing the right career, and later our child health and safety tip. These and more coming up. Stay with us. Choosing the right career can be difficult, but with a little hard work, some planning, and some serious self-reflection, you can set yourself on a path towards a fruitful, fulfilling career that can provide for you and your family. Here are some things to consider. 1. You need to consider your interests. There is an old saying that if you're trying to choose a career, you should think about what you would do if you didn't have to work. Your answer to that question may give you some insight into what you should do. 2. Consider your hobbies. It is very easy to turn your hobbies or something you love doing into a future career. Many hobbies correspond to real-world needs and positions. Consider what you like to do and how that might fit into a career. 3. What's your favorite subject? Academic subjects translate well into future careers. Your favorite class in high school could very well launch you into your future career, but you have to be willing to work for it. 4. Know what your skills are. What skills do you possess, and how can you use it to earn a living? 5. Know the job market. Sometimes it's not what we love or what we want to do now, but what is there for us to do. Search out the job market and see what skills are needed, and then you can consider going into one of those areas. Having decided what you want to become, ensure you choose the right subjects in high school and get good passes. And when you move on to the tertiary level, make sure you grasp all the various concepts and earn some additional skills that could put you at an advantage in that field.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
One of the aims of Vision 2030 is to give everyone an equal opportunity to grow and develop and contribute meaningfully to nation building. And our community notice for today. Firearm holders are being reminded that it is mandatory to renew their firearm licenses on their birthday, whether the firearm is in storage or in their possession. Also, if holders are no longer in need of the license, then they must complete the necessary disposal process. All unrenewed licenses will be revoked. Call 927-5158-260 or email fla@cwjamaica.com for further details. And for today's child health tip, we talk about joint dislocation. A joint dislocation is when two connected bones become separated. Dislocations are caused by falls and hard impacts, such as in sports injuries, and are more common in teens than young children. Make sure children wear appropriate safety gear during sports activities, supervise children when they're playing, and avoid tugging hard on a young child's arm or shoulder. If you think your child has a dislocation, seek emergency medical care. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Andre Palma, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.